And it's time on this Football Friday to head over to Wells and talk USC football. TJ Schmidtke, first-year head coach of the Rebels, joins us. And TJ, a good afternoon, and like always, appreciate the time. I know you got, all you guys are very busy, so I always appreciate when you get time to jump on with us here on Kate.
Yeah, well, we're thanks that you cover us, and any time.
Let's talk about a victory in Cleveland last week. Your team goes on the road, takes care of the Clippers, 24-8 the final. Looks like it was an 18-0 game going into the fourth quarter. Both teams each scored a touchdown. They got their two-point conversion, and that's how it finishes, 24-8. TJ, give us our recap, or your recap, I should say, of a nice road victory on Friday.
Yeah, our kids responded. Our young kids stepped up. We had some injuries coming into the game. So we had a new quarterback start for the first time this year and got his first victory there. We ran the ball pretty well, had some nice pass plays that got us on the board early, and then controlled the ball the second half. It was 24-0 with about 28 seconds left. And then they ran a kickoff back for a touchdown, and they got the two-point conversion. So that's how it ended.
Well, it looks like Tabor Conley had a big game for your team. The first score, this must have been exciting, a 46-yard touchdown pass from John Martinez to Conley. Again, 46 yards out to get the scoring started. Talk about that play.
Yeah, with a new quarterback, we had to get a little creative with our offense. So we had both our wings can throw the ball pretty well. So we had a flip to him, and we'd been running the ball pretty successful. And he saw John open and hit him, and he ran it in for a touchdown.
Yeah, those two guys, they were also involved on individual touchdowns. Martinez with a 6-yard touchdown run. Conley with a 22-yard touchdown run. And I talk about Conley and Martinez. Obviously, they're two of your playmakers, and they both had a pretty good Friday night.
Yeah, they did. Both threw each other touchdown passes, and John ended up with two of our touchdowns. They're put in a different position this past week where they basically were running backs thrown in at 1 week because we had to run the ball with our injuries, and they responded very well and seemed to like it. The contact put them out a play or two here and there, but they seemed to respond and were very resilient and came through for us.
Now, TJ, like you mentioned, your team was pitching a shutout until that kickoff return for a touchdown at the end. I'm looking at some defensive stats. A couple of guys I want you to comment on. Blake Bullerman had 10 tackles. Dylan Bonsack had 9 tackles. Your two top tackling guys in that victory. Talk about those two.
Yeah. Every Friday night, Blake has led us in tackles so far this year. He just gets after the football. He's got a nose for it. He sheds blocks. People try to get to the second level at his middle linebacker spots, but he just seems to be relentless to the ball. And when we do our job, he seems to be free most times, and he does make the for sure tackle. Dylan Bonsack, yes, he's been in and out playing linebacker for us. He's only a sophomore. He's a little undersized for a varsity player at this time, but he works hard in the weight room, and he'll get bigger. And having him our second leading tackler this week was huge because we haven't really run this brand of football, so some of the other kids on offense were taking a little bit of a beating. Our other linebacker, Byron Getchell, had 20 carries for us at fullback, so it was huge for Dylan to step up with those other tackles for us.
24-8 victory over Cleveland last week. USC with the victory, now 2-3, and your team gets ready for a Maryland Lutheran at home, and we should mention this game is tomorrow night. Saturday night football, is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, we have parents' night and Saturday night football.
So parents' night against a very good Mare Lutheran team. I think I saw they're ranked like number 6 right now in Class A. TJ, I think we talked about playing on days that are not Fridays and your team again playing a Saturday game. And I guess the good news is it gives your team an extra day of preparation.
Yeah, it does. They do the things they do very well. Watching them on film from last year, USC played them twice. And their games this year, not much has changed. They have some new faces, but some studs back. They are really big up front, have a very good quarterback, love to throw it to their tight end, who always seems to get open. So we got our hands full there. Size-wise, they're going to be a little outmanned, but I think if we can establish the run early and shorten the game a little bit, hopefully we can be in it in the fourth quarter.
Is that kind of what the key is going to be? Time control, keep their offense off the field?
Yeah, it is. And just not give up the big run play. They have a back who can just fly. And if he gets to our second level, we could be in trouble. He just has a little extra gear that we haven't seen this year yet, and he can make one little cut and he can be in the end zone on a blink of an eye. So it's going to be tough to contain him, plus their quarterback, and they're able to throw the ball whenever they want to.
Well, go get the upset tomorrow. On paper,
yes, we're going to try.
Mare Lutheran, a very good team at 4-1. United South Central, 2-3. Again, the Rebels, 24-8 win against Cleveland last week. And a reminder, yeah, don't head to Wells tonight. The game is going to be tomorrow night, Saturday, 7 o'clock start against Mare Lutheran. TJ Schmidtke, the head coach of USC football, joins us every Friday for a Football Friday. TJ, go get them, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for having us.